Hello, everyone. The more I read and listen to what's being said today, the more I realise that the same basic questions about life are what each generation asks themselves. Because when all else is said and done, we're each one of us individuals living our individual lives at a particular point in time. So, when I am alone, just me and no one else, who am I? For many people, there's a fear of being alone with silence and no distractions. Our modern society is designed so that we need never be alone and in silence. Always there's the TV or music or something to keep our minds occupied so that we do not have to be alone with our thoughts. So the question again, who am I? On the face of it, it's an easy question to answer. I'm June Kilbride or Eliza Doolittle or Jane Doe. Yes, but who am I really? Deep down, what makes me me? What makes me tick? What do you think the average young, middle-aged or older woman of today might say? Well, if you'll permit me, I imagine, if really pressed, she might say that she's not very important, although she is working on her self-image. If she thinks about it at all, she might acknowledge that she's a human being and as such, she's the summit of an evolutionary process which has taken billions and billions of years, a very complex animal. And since the Earth is like a speck of cosmic dust in comparison with the universe, and there are over 8 billion other human beings on the Earth, she's of little cosmic significance. She has a small family circle and some friends, and likes to think that they would miss her if she wasn't here. But apart from them, no one really cares whether she lives or dies. However, she tries to think positively and continues to work on her self-image because she wants to feel good about herself. She's wrapped up in herself and her issues. So a second question. Why am I alive? How would our average woman answer this question? Would I be correct in thinking that she would feel it's up to her to make the most of herself, since she's here by a random accident of fate and has little lasting significance? She would want to try to make some mark, to try to find happiness and self-fulfillment. At the same time, she does think about others and wants to do her bit for society, if there's time. She works out at the gym, enjoys a few parties and clubs, and tries to have a good time. The years slip by. Isn't that a fair summary of the philosophy of the age in which we live? Social observers comment that we live in an age of individualism, of individualistic cultures. That is, modern people finding meaning and identity only in their personal right to choose. One hears it expressed all the time, I am the master of my own fate. But then things fall apart, and one sees headlines like this I saw a few days ago. Quote, I'm hoping you can help me make sense of the feeling that I just don't matter anymore. I'm struggling to feel like I matter in any area of my life. Unquote. The lady concerned went on to say that she was in midlife, her children grown and left home, caring for elderly parents, divorced, and surprised that she was upset when her ex remarried. Some become totally lost and bogged down and just exist from day to day, trapped in their own little worlds. Some turn to AI to get advice and help to solve their problems. A recent BBC article reported on young people turning to the Chinese app DeepSeek for such help, and quoted a young woman who said she, quote, didn't know why she had teared up reading the response from AI. Perhaps it's because it has been a long, long time since I received such comfort in real life." Unquote. Do we who are Christians have any idea of the emptiness, loneliness, and isolation that so many millions of women in the world are feeling right now? So let's take a step back and look at the manual, God's Instructions for Living. And I see some very different answers to those two questions. Let me finish by sharing, as an example, how I would answer those questions. Who am I? My name is June Kilbride. I am a woman, a human being, and I share the same physical characteristics as any other woman. But other than that, I am unique. There is no one else like me in the whole world. You might be relieved about that. My birth was no accident. God made me. God knew all about me before I was conceived. He gave me my personality at the moment of my conception. He wrote my DNA, my genetic code. As someone has said, when God made me, he threw away the mold. And that is true of every person living. We are each unique. Anyone listening to this chat, you are unique, with a unique personality, gifts and abilities that has been given to you. How do I know this? Let me quote some words from the Bible, God's manual. "For you created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in the secret place. Your eyes saw my unformed body." Those are mind-blowing facts. "Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you," says God. Do you think no one else cares about you? Listen to Jesus. Jesus said, "Are not 5 sparrows sold for 2 pennies? Yet not one of them is forgotten by God. Indeed, the very hairs of your head are all numbered. Don't be afraid. You are worth more than many sparrows." So knowing these things, I can answer with confidence that I am of great worth in the sight of God, and that gives me a sense of meaning and dignity. True identity is found only in knowing God. So why am I here? I'm here to serve the one who made me and to live the kind of life that is pleasing to God. How can I do that? Well, as I've said before, if God has made me, he will not leave me without instructions as to how to live. If I want my computer to work as it was intended, I need to follow Microsoft's instructions, or Dell, or anyone else who makes computers. In the same way, if I want to know how to function best as a human being and to live the best kind of life, I need to study God's instructions. In the Bible, his manual, I will find instructions how to be a good woman, how to be a good mother, how to live in society. In fact, the Bible lays down such comprehensive principles and examples that there is no issue that is not addressed in some form or other. We learn how to find forgiveness when we fail. We learn how to mend broken relationships and broken hearts. The most important broken relationship we need to mend is our relationship to God. More about that next time, with the third question, where am I going?